getting through the holiday, many of us get nervous, tense, anxious, upset. We camouflage our feelings with ha ha ha. We love the holiday season. It could be any holiday. It could be any time of the year. But once we start getting into that holiday feeling, the emotions start to flow. Sometimes they're very positive, so we're okay with that. We're going to see this person and that person. All kinds of very positive feelings about the fun things we're going to do. Maybe we're going to cook, or we're going to bake, or we're going to all get together and have a lot of laughs and share stories and sing songs. Then there's the downside, especially in a recession. When one gets together for the holidays, it almost always involves gift giving. Do we have money for gifts? Is it just enough if we show up with a small gift? Should the gift be for everybody we're going to see? Or should the gift just be for children or for adults? The whole concept of what gifts to bring, how to bring them, we live in an electronic age, maybe we should just give everybody a gift card. If there's children, give them gift cards to Toys R Us. Send them to Amazon. I mean, a gift card is a very, very good idea to help you get through the holiday. It definitely works. Shopping for presents when you don't know what people want is time-consuming. It's tedious, but we do the best we can. So the gift-giving part of a holiday, any holiday, is definitely something that could be very stressful. Next, we move to the actual getting together with people at a holiday season. Generally, it involves family. They can be family we haven't seen for a year, family we haven't seen for months, family we talk to, we don't talk to, family we have secrets from, people we really, really don't like anymore. We've grown apart. They get on our nerves. All of the baggage that comes up with someone at the time of the holiday is not even just about that time and that holiday. That little baggage goes all the way back to every time you've ever been annoyed with these people in these situations. Things that have been overlooked for years, like someone who comes along and they're loud and boisterous and drinks too much at the family get-together, and you've overlooked it and overlooked it. Suddenly, this is the year you're just going to tell them off and tell them what you think of them. So the basic nature of getting through the holiday season is totally an emotional package, whether the package is a gift or the package is something that you have to get off of your chest. We plan trips around the holiday. Those trips can be something that's just a nice, pleasant car ride, or it could be something long and far, and we have to fly, and the airports are not the easiest places to be these days. More stress. So we've got traveling as another stress factor. If you're not used to traveling with a lot of people in your car, or taking long trips, or you're not sure if your car's up to it, all these little things start to weigh on you and cause you stress and anxiety. Anxiety is a big word at holiday time. Just getting together, think about it. Think about someone you don't want to see on the holiday. Oh my goodness. Someone close, some long-lost relative, but it's holiday, and that person's going to be there, and the stress starts to build, and maybe you feel a little anxiety before you even head out. These are the things that you have to come to terms with at holiday time. Sometimes it's easy, and sometimes you just have to suck it up, be on your best behavior, and just say, I can get through this. Holidays for people who are actually hosting a dinner, that's stressful for them too. It's the shopping, it's the preparation, it's getting everything together, it's making sure they have the right amount of food and drink and everything else. The most important thing is the actual getting together and the sharing. And as a psychic and as a counselor, what I hear from people over and over again is, I don't know how I'm going to get through this. I really don't. I haven't seen this person, and I find them very annoying, and I have to sit there and listen to them. Well, you've got choices. If you don't want to be with people in a family situation, one, you cannot go, which goes to what kind of excuse should you use? You have to work. You're not feeling well. You can't afford to come. You are busy with something else. It has to be a really substantial excuse. I'm not coming to see you on the holiday because. Remember that because also reflects you. There may be people who you really don't want to hurt. Getting together with family and even very, very close friends who have been like family for many years will bring up the issues and can cause some serious damage and cause a rift in the family. It's like somebody dying. When somebody dies, families just seem to fall apart, especially if it's the mother or the father, and then all the money issues come in. All of a sudden, a family that was close, a mother, a father, and children, suddenly there are walls divided, okay? Who gets what? Who does what? A lot of this stuff just sits and sits. Now we're at the holidays, okay? You'd like to have some family there. They don't want to have anything to do with you because somebody else who's coming to this family gathering is not someone they want to be around. It just gets through layers and layers and layers of emotion and emotional baggage. If you love people, you will get through it. You'll do the best you can. Or when you're with them, you'll just ignore them. You'll make your excuses. You know, I have found that getting together at holidays can be very fun if it's a day thing, or maybe if you're visiting people and it's just an overnight, like we'll come for Christmas Eve and we'll come stay for Christmas Day, and then we go home. When families get together with children in a closed environment where it's just them for an extended period of time, 5 days, 6 days, a school vacation, that's when things get really, really bad. Because all this togetherness, no matter what you see in the films and in the movies, all this togetherness is not necessarily the healthiest thing in the world. So, knowing how to deal at the holiday season with your friends, with your family, and the people who you want to be with versus the people who you're stuck with is something you really have to analyze. You have to think about it, and you have to say, do I want to do it? Is there something I need to say to these people to get it off my chest? If you're listening to this, you probably have an interest in metaphysics. So you're going to walk in there after going through all your healing and I'm a healer and I've done self-awareness and I meditate. You're going to walk into this thing and you're going to start spouting all this metaphysical stuff to people who know nothing about what you're talking about. They've heard it, but they really are not interested. And you're going to sit there and you're going to say, well, I think you should see a shrink. And I think you should learn to meditate and calm yourself down because you're really unglued. And I think you should go to AAA and you have to stop smoking weed and you two have to stop fighting or get a divorce. And all of a sudden, you're a counselor. You're telling everybody what to do. And you know what? They don't want to hear it. Why don't they want to hear it? Because people are here. They are programmed. Yes, I use that word again. They are programmed to live out certain things in a lifetime. The only time they will change that is when the programming is over. Okay? So if you have a couple who fights and fights and they're married and they've gone through 20 years, 30, and all they do is fight, and you say, hey, these are modern times, split up. Let's call it a day, let's get a divorce, and let's end it. But they still go at it all the time, and you're the shrink, and you're this metaphysical psychic healer person who's going to tell them, what are you doing? You have to understand everybody's behavior is based on the way they're programmed. They will not let go of their issues and the people who they play out their issues with until they're finished and until they're ready. Holiday, remember this as a metaphysician, is not the time that you're supposed to go tell people what the heck to do with their lives. It's a time you should be as happy as you can be, make yourself scarce if you're not comfortable with anyone else, or just don't go at all. Decide how you want to handle it. You know, one of the issues that my clients have been talking about recently is the whole gay issue. And people are coming out like crazy. Maybe I'm saying this because I'm in New York, but it's not just New York. It's all over. And you're gay. You're going home for the first time. You're going to your family. And the family is probably the last group of people you're going to tell about being gay. You don't know how they handle it. You don't know what they're going to do. Maybe you've avoided going home for the holidays or being with family because of this. You know what? It's time to man up and step up and just say, hey, guess what? I'm gay. I'm gay and I'm happy. And then see who's accepting, who's understanding, and who's not. If you have a father who's going to pick himself up and say, go see a doctor. You'll get over it. It's an illness. Just don't try to convince him at the holiday or anybody else at this gathering that this is the way it has to be or that it cannot change. We are humans. We are having an experience here. It is laced with emotions because that is its function and its purpose. You, as someone who is an experiencer, okay, within the parameters of this program, as this person, you have to approach holidays, family, friends, coworkers who you may share this holiday time with dignity and respect. Don't hide anything anymore. Unless you've robbed a bank recently, you know, to get the money for the presents or the gifts. But other than that, don't hide who you are, what you're about. But don't expect people to listen to metaphysical jargon because they're not programmed for it. And if they are, they'll find it on their own. Some of the people you haven't seen in a long time may suddenly have been working on themselves, and you find yourself gravitating to someone who you never even spoke to in the past. That's a cool thing. Just don't impart to others your values. It doesn't really work. If they want to address things with you, fine. If they want to sit and dwell on their issues and whatever, address that the way you want. It's a very, very sticky situation getting together with family because in truth, family is your soul group. Friends are another soul group. Coworkers are a soul group. Relationship people are a soul group. We have many different soul groups. So when you're talking about soulmates and soul groups at the holiday, all of this connection becomes heightened. How you address the holidays each year will depend on who you've become and who they've become. With holidays approaching, either it's this holiday or that holiday, and then a couple of more weeks or months go by, and then all of a sudden it's another holiday. Okay, so with all the holidays, whenever they fall out on your calendar based on your religion or the country you live in or just the world at large, when the holidays arrive, use that time to act in the most appropriate, respectful way. And if you feel that you're losing your grip and you don't want to be around people, just say, I'm just not up for a holiday visit. So is there a right way and a wrong way? It's something you need to think through. It's something you need to pause and look at yourself. This is a very good year. Look at yourself. Who are you? Who have you become? Are you happy with yourself? When others look at you this year, will they say, oh, you look wonderful. You've done an amazing job with this. You've really done well. We're so proud of you. Are you someone who's just happened to have had a really bad year? You're not proud of yourself. you're down on yourself, whatever. If you don't want to be around at the holidays, skip it and let it go. We're in very troubled times now, and it may be a long, long while, if ever, that things just continue. But all I can tell you for this holiday coming up and all holidays in the future, be the best person you can be. Don't impose your values. Try not to start fights. If you're the sibling in a family who stirs the pot, like everyone that says, you know, you're the troublemaker of the family, and that's probably because you have emotional problems, whether you know it or not. That's why you're stirring all this up. If you're the one who does that, try putting a lid on it. Let everybody have fun. You know, don't take away people's joy because you have issues and you need to say, this one said this and that one said that. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Okay, so go out there, get through your holidays, enjoy yourself, and laugh. You have to laugh. If you can't laugh, forget it. You must laugh at anything. Even if you have to put your headphones on and listen to some jokes on an iPod, try to laugh. The ridiculous people, you can laugh at them. The other things, just laugh with them. Go out there and do the best you can. Have a safe trip if you're traveling on a holiday. Enjoy yourself to the max. And thank you for listening.